I had a speech here. I'm not going to give it. I'm going to talk from my heart. Yeah. First of all, Mr. Keene, thank you for your weekly diatribe and lecture to my police officers. I'm sure they feel very comforted by you. You know, every week for the last year, people have been coming into this room and referring to my officers as murderers, criminals. And I can't remember one time, Mr. Keene, when you ever corrected them, chastised them, or said one damn thing to them. But tonight, you are absolutely astonished at everything that's happened. You come in here and you grandstand, and it is absolutely shameless. There's many facts in this case that I'm not even going to bother going into. There's people coming into this room tonight to somehow vindicate the actions of OCC as if these officers were somehow have sustained complaints for the scene of the shooting. There was not one sustained complaint for the scene of the shooting, which I'm sure you're all aware of, and anybody that bothers to read the charges would know. So what happened in this case was that...
Are you going to let me speak, or everybody else can speak?
Please be courteous. Please be courteous.
So Kevin Allen comes into this room last week and says there's absolutely no evidence and circumstances to file the charges before the chief has 60 days to review. He's badgered, he's humiliated by Mr. Keene, and then all of a sudden, 12 hours later, miraculously, there are now evidence and circumstances. What are they? What were they? We still don't know. We'd like to have the chief of police come up tonight and find out, perhaps from the city attorney, what exactly evidence and circumstances were. So now we've got a situation where every officer at the scene of the shooting has been exonerated by the district attorney's office, by a police department homicide investigation, and by OCC. But here's where civilian oversight completely and totally falls to the ground. Political forces become involved. Somebody's got to go down. Mr. Allen, go find something. Go find something. Retrace the steps of every officer that responded that night and find a technical problem. Didn't ask for permission to respond to the chase. Holding a gun at port arms. This is what we end up with, and this is why this body wonders why cops don't trust civilian oversight. Yeah, it is a setup, and I'll say it again, it's a setup. And we're watching this, and we're going to make sure that, Mr. Keene, when you get out of your little circle here where you can grandstand every week, where the real world exists, then we'll see the truth, and we'll see the story. Thank you.